Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarling Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, too deadly. Well, the date has been set in regard to the federal election and 41 days from today, May 21. So Australians have been told they have a choice between a stronger and a better future at the federal election to be held on May 21. So if you want to give us a call, talk about the federal election, where who you should be voting for, where are we going in the future in regard to next Prime Minister? Or would it be ScoMo once again? There it is. Otherwise, Albanese, tell us your thoughts there. Or maybe you want to talk about what's happening in regard to your footy team. How did you go on the weekend? Or you want to talk about COVID-19. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's open up the show with Mop and Dropouts with Daily Tractor. Happy birthday to everybody out there who celebrated their birthday. Happy birthday. Every day is my birthday. There's the message.
Like to wish you a happy birthday, because we know that you'll be very proud today, because you waited many months for the big day. So everyone can wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, because we know that you'll be very proud today.
everyone. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
True and correct. It is National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinja country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. Opening shots in battle for our vote. So there it is, reckless COVID-19 spending. Promises from Labor would have been more than double the $80 billion deficit, and the coalition will warn as Prime Minister Scott Morrison fired the starter's pistol on May 21 election, which will be bitterly fought on cost of living, defence and trust. You might can give us a call, have your Sadler's Alliance. So we'll try and catch up with her very soon and talk about her hat in the arena in regard to politicians. And if any of you mob want to give us a call and talk about First Nation people who are throwing the hat in the arena for the federal election, I'd love to hear from you. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Do you believe in God and Jesus Christ, the Holy Father and Son? Will you search the sky beyond the stars, around the burning sun? Will you find your truth and keep the faith in a world so mixed up? Good God. Sent his begotten Son to show that he is real. Miracles and Jesus' love, the sick that he healed. Good God, good God, he'll wash away your sins. Good God. He fetched the sacred stone. He wandered in the wilderness with the laws of the land. And they gathered all believers to hear the prayers of God. The people found the promised land, the land they came upon. Good God. Is there life in the after death? Will you find God's kingdom? Good God.
Nah, nah.
Yep, that's the Fruit song there. Mary G here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, new mob, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Yarn with the ball, you're on. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. As I said earlier, the date has been set for the federal election, May 21, and relentless campaigning of all great unknown. Last days will decide. Statement here by Tom Minier, federal political editor in the Courier Mail here. He says there are two theories on why Scott Morrison closed the last possible date for the election. The Liberal line of thinking is a longer campaign puts more pressure on Anthony Albanese, increasing the chance of him making result-altering mistakes. The Labor view is the Prime Minister's needs all the time he can get to recover from a messy post-budget period and significant poll deficit. In truth, both theories factor into Morrison's 41-day campaign. So maybe we want to yarn about that, your mob, but you got the election coming up. And February 21, where we're talking about the world we live in at the moment, COVID-19. There's a war happening overseas, Russia and Ukraine. Then we talk about closing the gap. We're sick of singing that song, aren't we? Then we talk about the election, having the right person in the job. And where do we sit in regarding First Nation people and live and well in this country? And where we're sitting, you know, in regard to our future, employment, health, education, all the above. As I said, close the gap. Gap keeps widening. So we need people to say, kissing babies is out, is what we're saying. We need to see the real you in regard to the person wearing the hat or throwing the hat in the arena. Be true to the cause and don't be just a campaigner and then get the job and forget about what you were pushing for. You're working for the people. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
She calls out to the man on the street. Sir, can you help me? It's cold and I'm nowhere to sleep. There's somewhere you can tell. Embarrassed to be there.
folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, there it is, Mabo, that's Yothi Yindi, and it's 30 years this year. On June 3, 1992, the High Court of Australia decided the terra nullius should not have been applied to Australia, and this decision, known as the Mabo decision, recognised that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have rights to the land and rights that existed before the British arrived and can still exist today. So there it is. A daily track then. Big shout out to Yothi Yindi. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Now, more than 2,000 Charles Darwin University CDU students will graduate this week as part of the first round of 2022 graduation ceremonies in the Territory. Graduating students will be recognised for completing a range of degrees, with 1,055 in higher education, 1,039 in vocational education and training, and 16 PhD graduates. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our Deadly Sister Melissa Fisher, First Nations graduate on the line. And that's Melissa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm tired, but I'm good.
I'm tired, but I'm good. Too deadly, my sister. And before we start, sis, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
My grandmother was Stolen Generation. Mm. My understanding that she was Birragaba. My as what my father was told. I was raised in the Northern Territory.
Yes.
Which was Larrakia Territory.
Yes.
And that, I suppose, is where I learnt my attachment for country.
Beautiful. Thank you, my sister. And congratulations on your graduation. So what are you graduating as, my sister?
As a nurse. So I did my Bachelor of Nursing.
All right, beautiful. Bachelor of Nursing. Well, big shout out there to all the deadly nurses out there. It's a an industry. We are screaming out for more nurses to come through, black nurses at that. And was that the vision always for you, Melissa?
When I was very young, I wanted to do it. And my, you know, it used to be where you signed in and you went through the hospital system and my mum told me, no, not allowed. You have to... she didn't want that. She wanted me to go to university.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to go, and probably about 8 years ago.
Yes.
9 years ago now, I was I just had a moment, and I said, right, that's it. I'm going back to study. Don't care how old I am.
Yep.
And first, I did my ENs. So I became an enrolled and endorsed nurse.
Yes.
And I finished it and I went, I really loved it. You know, I love being a nurse and I was happy being an enrolled nurse, but there's something in Minnesota that, you know, it wasn't enough to make a difference.
Yes.
It was enough to make a difference on a smaller level, but not enough to make a difference.
Bit of passion there.
Yeah, not enough to be listened to that I could do this better or lead this better or show that this is a better way of doing this because you have to have a certain level of education behind you before, I suppose, you've got the ability to lead and change.
Yes.
And change how things are done.
Exactly, exactly. And look, be careful of educated black woman, you know what I mean? So there you are, my sister. And big shout out to also to CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Nurses and Midwives. If they're not have already been in touch with you, they will be in touch with you. Fantastic organisation, support you on your journey. And all the black nurses and midwives out there. How long did it take you to do the course, sis?
3.5 years. So I just chipped away at a part-time.
Part-time? Yep.
Yeah, it was tough at times because when you're in EN, you get the first year off. You just do the other two. But, you know, Charles Darwin Uni has some amazing people, amazing staff, and amazing support system for if you're not coping. And that's not just if you're, you know, if you're black. It's also for any student if you're struggling. But they do also have that, you know, the extra staff supplied, you know. So if you need that extra help, you can say, hey,
yes.
You know, it's been a long time since I had to study, long time since I had to do this.
Exactly.
And I need help or I can't be translating this essay. And I listened to on the note that all the Indigenous students, sort of, we had a special night where we got together before the graduation. I listened to some amazing stories of other students who really tapped into those services at the
that are available. That's right, exactly.
Yeah,
there's an old saying, Melissa, that if you ever see a pole, and ever see a turtle sitting on a pole, always remember it never got there by itself. You know, so it's a team effort. And in regard to anybody successful, no matter what field, there's a team of people, you know, organizations behind them. And I'm picking up that CDU to succeed is to help their students succeed. So it's a team effort in that sense, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, I work at a hospital where I had, I suppose, an unofficial mentor who was also... he's a proud Bunjalung man who's an RN who did the same thing, didn't come from a lot of education, didn't have a lot of that background, and all, you know, whenever I had moments like I'm really struggling, I find this really hard, or I can't, I'm frustrated with the way they say that we should do this or write that, or you know, when you have those moments like I can't cope, or I'm going to quit, or I don't know if I can do this, I would always draw, you know, like I'll go to work and see him, and he was always there saying...
A mentor, but an inspirator.
Yeah, he was very much a good mentor in saying, find your strength, you can do this, you're a strong woman. You know, what are you struggling with? Let's look at his assignment. Yeah. Was always happy and would even on his work hours or stay back or come
Sister,
in
what's
early.
What's his name, sorry?
Barry Paulson.
Okay, big shout out, Barry. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
team effort.
Very, really strong man, and pushing for a stronger presence, a stronger Indigenous presence, and very good because, of course, where I work wasn't, a culture that was familiar to me, as there are so many differences.
Yes,
and was really good when I went, hey, you know, I have this patient, they're, you know, Bundjalung, you know, is there anything more I need to know? You know, is what's the, you know, anything that's culturally sort of different. He was really good at helping me pick up those things that I needed. But definitely shout out to the fact that when I was feeling low, you know, I always say tap into your own.
Exactly.
Tap into your culture.
Yes.
Tap into who can support you. You never know who's out there.
Good, exactly. And what about your non-Indigenous counterparts? Support there?
Yeah, very much so. Good. You know, I had some really good friends that have always, you know, like when I'm seeing them there, tied up in textbooks or going, oh, God, I've got to do this, or I'm going to leave and I'm going to do this assignment or whatever, that have always been very supportive.
Yes.
You know, every time you, not everyone you work with is wonderful. Not everyone you
of
work
course.
With you get
That's
on with.
It's across the board. Yep.
Yep. Mm. And
life.
Yep. Mm. But as I said, sometimes you're going to face that. You're going to face those people.
Well, look at glass water half full. Move on. You know what I mean? Yep. Love them from where they're at, and focus on where you're taking you.
Yep. And hope that they can actually learn and grow. That. Those preconceived ideas or some of the things that they say.
Yeah, beautiful.
Aren't right, aren't okay, move on.
Beautiful, move on. So First Nation, Rajit, you are, so straight into the workforce, you've been working while studying at the same time, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So now you're a qualified nurse and, pay rise goes up, yes?
Yeah.
So that'll come in handy. And,
yes.
Were you based at the Darwin base?
No, I don't work in Darwin. I actually work in the Gold Coast region.
Okay, rightio, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, so northern New South Wales, Gold Coast region. So
when your lunch break, get
around.
On a surfboard.
Yeah.
That's too deadly, sister. Well, congratulations. And. Big shout out, and please do keep in touch. And now you can then continue with your journey, but also be a Barry for somebody else.
Yeah, my journey is always to go back to the Northern Territory. I always consider it home.
Good.
It was where I found peace as a child, and hoping I'm still studying. I'm continuing to study.
Beautiful.
I don't give up that thought.
Yes.
So that I can go back in communities and say, hey. Let's change the way we do this. Let's do better. You know, what do you need? What do we need to move forward and have better health and have more control over that and
Exactly. Melissa Fisher, take my hat off to you. Thank you very much, my sister. All the best. And please do keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you very much.
Too deadly. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly young there, Melissa Fisher, First Nation graduate, nurse there on the Gold Coast, and thousands of CDU students to graduate this month. That's University there of Darwin, Charles Darwin University is. So, to Deadly, big shout out. Fantastic. Have you seen Yanup Strong here? Add to the conversation, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Beat him alive.
Yeah, Two Daily, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black live here, the first station radio station here in Cairns and Yindinja country. BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. It was the first time the NRLW Grand Final was held in Queensland, and despite the game being played between two New South Wales clubs, fans of all ages filled the stadium to watch a thrilling contest in front of a bumper crowd, about 7,855 supporters, under perfect Queensland conditions, and the Roosters managed to down the Dragons 16-4 to be crowned 2021-22 New South Wales Rugby League Premiers, and the first time Brisbane's three-year dynasty. So there it is. Have your say in Yanup Strong. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And we do have a call on the line now. We're going to catch up with Ray Sambo on the line. Ray, good morning. How are you, Ray?
Good morning, Trev, and good morning, listeners.
Brother, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Ray?
Yeah, g'day. I got connections back to Murray Island on father's side and Daly River on the Northern Territory side on my mother's side.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Thank you very much. Fantastic, brother. Deadly Footprint. Thank you for coming to the program. So tell us the hat you're wearing today, brother.
Yeah, Trev, look, I heard you're talking about the election. We know it's going to be on the 21st of May.
Yes.
But I just want to... So I work with the Australian Electoral Commission, the mob who do the actual voting.
Exactly, yep.
And I just wanted to let listeners know that, you know, it's important that we get on the roll and vote.
Yeah.
And the main one is, you know, the roll closes this Monday, the 18th of the 4th.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. So if you're not on the electoral roll, you can't vote.
And we need your vote. And so, some people think that what is my vote going to do? But your one vote may get that person you want over the line.
You know, that's exactly right. You know, I've been doing the elections for a little while, and I keep on talking about how privileged our forefathers had when they fought for us to get the vote and to get counted.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, now we've got it. We take it for granted and think it's not an important.
You make a good point there, Ray. You do, brother. It's very important.
Yeah. That's the main one is if you're not on the electoral roll, the roll closes on upcoming Monday, the 18th of the 4th at 8 p.m. But remember, we've got public holidays on Thursday on Friday, Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to get on the electoral roll...
So you have to do it by Thursday then.
Well, you can still do it online.
You can too, but you've got deadline till the 8 p.m. on the Monday.
8 p.m. on
That's
Monday.
Easter Monday, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, yep. Well, thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, so I just thought I wanted to give you know, listeners a call, hey.
Good, appreciate that.
You said you got Indigenous candidates and whoever you vote for, I mean, that's your business, but you can't vote unless you're on the
electoral
roll.
Exactly, yep, you're on the electoral roll. Good point, my brother. Please do keep in touch and... how you travelling, brother?
Yeah, good, bud. And hey, look, I just wanted to let listeners know as well. Look, the AEC has actually, the Australian Electoral Commission has actually got identified polling official positions across Australia in this election.
Okay.
So you know, mob want to work at the election.
Yeah.
You know, at the counter,
get your foot in the door. And see a bigger picture too. You don't go a mile, see a mile. You learn about how it all operates. You know.
That's exactly right. You know, you all pay positions, but the good thing is, as you said, Trev, you actually sitting in there, you start seeing because you did get through the count on the Saturday.
And the importance of voting.
Yep. So, look, these positions are across, you know, many of the polling booths where there's large Indigenous voters.
Yes.
So we're still looking for Indigenous staff. You know, these are some of them Australia-wide.
Yeah, deadly. Yep.
You know, anybody, I'll leave my number with you, Trev, and if anybody's interested, they can get in contact with you and you can pass them my details on.
Yep, your phone number?
Okay, it's 07.
07?
3834.
3450. The number again is 07-3834-3450.
Yep, look, if anybody's got any electoral questions, you know, give me a call. I can help them with enrolments and things like that, but obviously I can't tell you how to vote.
That's your business. Beautiful, nice words. Brother, good talking to you. You take care, brother.
Yep, okay. Thanks, Trev. And remember, let your voice be heard.
Let your voice be heard. Thanks, Doug. Take care, bro. That's Ray Sambo there. Election, his number again, 07-38-34-3450. Across the nation, give him a call. Black on black, you can talk to the brother about that space in regarding voting and how important it is to vote. In regard to the NRL, let's talk about the scores there. 30 points to 6. Sea Eagles defeated the Knights. The Warriors played Cowboys with a beautiful field goal there by Johnson. 25 points to 24, defeated the Cowboys there. And the Roosters down the Broncos, 24-20. It was a good game for the Broncos. Good to see them defend until the last about 15 minutes. Storms defeated Raiders, 30 points to 16. Rabbitohs defeated Dragons, 24 points to 12. And the Eels defeated Titans 26 points to 20. And the Sharks got up over the West Tigers 30 points to 4. And then the Bulldogs got defeated by the Panthers, Premiers 32 points to 12. So there it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country. That's BBM Bummer Group Media, 90.7 FM. And go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. A voice for our people. And big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, a deadly black network. And we are there for our mob in regard to music, yarns, talk about our issues, talk about our successes, and all the above. So do utilise it. 1-800-422-416. That's Blue Moon Black there, Emily Warramara. And going to go to our next caller. Got Thomas Bailey online, co-founder of Classics for Cause. And new research shows Aussies aren't speaking up. After losing his friend to suicide 8 years ago, Tom wanted to get more involved in the community to help those struggling with the mental health. And flash forward 2021, he has launched Veteran Benefits Australia, Classic for a Cause, and a newly Veteran Mindfulness, all with veterans front of mind. On the line, Thomas, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important space that you're working in. And the statement there is new research shows Aussies aren't speaking up.
Yeah, a lot of our new research shows that over a quarter of ex-first responders suffer from PTSD.
Mm.
And over half of our supporters note that the first responders do need more assistance. So, yeah, very interesting research coming out, not just about veterans, but also speaking about first responders, ambulance, police and fireys. It was quite dramatic findings with PTSD there.
Look, a very important space. We need to talk. I mean, that's the best medicine, isn't it, for mental illness, is have the conversation. And with that comes the respect, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really important just to, you know, open up, have those difficult conversations and access the resources that are available out there.
Mm. Can you tell us more about the research?
A lot of the research we've done, we found that a lot of people that we have interviewed have said that there isn't enough support for veterans or first responders, and there should be more support. And part of our initiative that we're running is set to try and, you know, fill that gap and help veterans and first responders with a lot of these mental health initiatives. We've just launched a van service. We'll be going out in the community. I'll have a doctor and nurse team.
Cool.
So we've got a fully kitted out medical van. We'll be going out to veterans' homes, seeing them in person and giving them access to different mental health and physical health services.
That action there, it shows to the individual that's, yeah, we do care. You know, you're reaching out. And then they reach back and there's the bridge builder, isn't it, Thomas?
Yeah, exactly. I think in the military it's drilled into them that reaching out for help, you know, is seen as a bit of a weakness, and they've sort of carried that across to life after they've left service. So it's important to kind of, it's a lot of relearning they have to do where, you know, they need to think about, okay, I've got to, you know, actually reach out for help and ask for it when I need it rather than letting it become a really big problem later on.
Exactly. Have you got a number so people can call, Thomas?
We do have a website,
yep.
classicsforacause.com.au,
yep.
That's it. We're giving away loads of different classic cars and we're supporting lots of different veteran mental health initiatives.
Love the work you're doing.
Yeah, and if you are a veteran, you can check out our other website, veteranbenefitsaustralia.com.au.
Too deadly.
It just connects veterans to lots of different health resources.
Yeah. Thomas, beautiful. Thank you for sharing, and all the best to you, my friend.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. That's our Thomas Bailey, co-founder of Classic for a Cause. So check him out, classicforacause.com.au, and reach out for our veterans out there. And it's about the mental support. And to mob out there, if you're in a situation where you're not sitting right, Lifeline 131114, Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800, or don't forget our new number, 1300-YARN, for our mob, our black mob out there. Too deadly. Murray, going to sign off your mob. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. And regarding COVID-19, converse with your First Nation health organisation regarding the vaccine. Too deadly.